Okay, last one. Last of the February stuff. Okay, let's bring it up. Actually, there was one other suggestion that I just thought of before, and maybe this was done and I didn't notice, and if it was, then I apologize, but it would be cool if the questions that were posted to Dropbox and stuff were also actually posted to Audioboom, and if they were, then that's cool. I didn't see them. But it'd be kind of cool, then you could get the questions without, you know, from Audioboom rather than to go get them somewhere else. Do you plan to participate next year's February? Yeah, why not? What have you learned about yourself during this challenge? Nothing really that I can think of. I mean, we had to ponder some good subjects, but I don't know whether I learned too much more about myself specifically because of that. How do you think your life will be different in 1 year? Well, I think it will really depend on whether I can keep my job or not. If not, then it could be quite different, which would suck, but not much I can do about that. And if I can't keep my job, whether I can get a new one. If anyone's looking for a remote Linux systems administrator, please let me know. If I can keep my job, that means we can progress with the plans that we have, which would mean that Nama would be studying in Scotland 12 months from now, and I would be there in some manner or other, working from there rather than here, which would be just fine if I can get a remote job, which is what I'm wanting. That's if all goes to plan. Of course, sometimes life makes a mockery of our plans, but we'll see, I guess. Share your February experiences in only 3 words. I did booze. Leave a 6-word sentence as part of the February Times Capital for next year. Six-word sentence? Man, what could you say in 6 words? This is a 6-word sentence. There you go. Tell us about your next big life challenge. Well, as I say, this is probably it. If all things go to plan and I manage to stay in employment and Nama manages to go and study in Scotland, then we'll have to figure out, see where that progresses to and where that takes us. If it doesn't progress to anything specific, then we'll have to decide if we're going to try and continue to be in Scotland post-study, which will not be easy, particularly if the studies haven't led to anything in particular. And if not, where will we want to go? Will we want to come back here? Will we want to try migrating back to Australia? Which, of course, I can do without any problems, but Nama would have difficulty with. Or do we want to try somewhere like New Zealand, where I can also go and live, no problems, and which may be easier for her to move to? Anyway, all questions that hopefully we'll get answers to sometime within the next few years. That's it. I hope you've enjoyed my contributions. Sorry, the last 4 here have had a bit of a churning them out feel to them, but I don't know whether I would have been more enlightening if I'd done them sooner. Possibly I may have felt a bit more creative if I had done some other time, but again, if I'd had a single question to ponder rather than checklists to go through, it would have been easier for me to think about them when I wasn't in front of the list. All right. I will be speaking to you again sometime in the near future. Now that I'm on a Plus account, I have more opportunity to ramble about things, and I probably will be posting as the mood strikes. Hope you've all had a good February, and I hope you all have a good March. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.